Exclusive, Representative Drew Ferguson. Democrats happy to trample on Americans' rights. By Sean Moran on March 3, 2021. Representative Drew Ferguson, RGA, told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview Wednesday that the House Democrat majority has proven they are happy to trample on Americans' rights with legislation to curb gun rights, religious freedom, and other liberties Americans hold dear. Ferguson, the chief deputy GOP whip, spoke to Breitbart News as Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and House Democrats are looking to pass several leftist bills in the following weeks. This includes H.R. 1, a bill that would radically transform America's electoral system, a $15 minimum wage increase, several gun control measures, and the PRO Act that would act as a carve-out to labor unions and threatens franchise businesses and the millions of workers they employ. Ferguson said that this reveals the Democrats' totalitarian mindset. House Democrats have proven that they are happy to trample on Americans' individual rights, that they have no desire to compromise, and they are in a totalitarian mood. Republicans recognize this, just like every other American. We're feeling the oppressive weight of the federal government right now. And there are way too many Americans who know that their government is against them right now, the Georgia conservative told Breitbart News. That has been very unifying for the House Republican Conference. We're standing up for what's right in this country, and that's individual freedoms, a strong American economy, strong national defense, the things that really matter. But more importantly, people are furious that their individuality is being taken away from them. Ferguson, also a member of the House Ways and Means Committee, lamented that Democrats would spend $350 billion to aid mostly fiscally irresponsible state and local governments. He said, "They're really not interested in helping Americans, they're interested in helping themselves. If you look at where the dollars are going, you're bailing out failed blue states. The funding formula for how the money is being allocated for the blue state bailouts. If your state that has managed well kept your economy open and keep people working and your state going, you're being punished. If you lock everything down, sending seniors to their deaths in nursing homes, and closing businesses, you're being rewarded in this bill. And that's wrong, and it's not fair." Although there are reports of moderate Democrats resisting Pelosi's legislative push, Ferguson said that the country has not seen many Democrats vote against the House leader. "We have not seen very many that have been willing to stand up. There's a lot of talk, there's a lot of conversation about being bipartisan and working with the other side, it comes down to votes. And they're voting with Pelosi, and so what will happen going forward is yet to be seen," he said. He added that if Republicans took back the House majority, they would work to put Americans' interests first. "First of all, we would not do the things that Pelosi has done, such as putting a rule in place that says she can simply bring a bill from last Congress to the floor before April 1 without going through committee," Ferguson said. "Think of all of the new members that have never had a chance to weigh in on the bill. The House is about being responsive to the people, because it's closest to the people and the folks that have been elected, particularly on the Democrat side. They are now showing to their constituents that they are not strong enough to stand up to Pelosi. The voice of their constituents do not have a voice in this process, and we would take the exact opposite approach. We'll build legislation from the ground with a variety of voices with a new majority that truly has its eyes on putting America first." Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.